Hi, this is Julie Jakopik, and welcome to an iLead Strategies podcast. As entrepreneurs, sometimes fear is a frequent companion. And the title of the talk today is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, which is actually the title of a book by author Susan Jeffers. When I first read that book, probably at least a decade ago, even the title freaked me out. What do you mean, feel the fear and do it anyway? You mean I don't have to get rid of the fear to move forward? No, actually, feel the fear and do it anyway is what you actually do. In the end, just because you're scared doesn't mean it should stop you. But I do think fear is worth looking at and probably then moving on from. Most of the people listening are entrepreneurs or leaders in their organization. They have a fair amount of responsibility for financial well-being of their organization or their practice. They have a fair amount of responsibility for those they work with and for, and who work for them. And so it's quite appropriate to take that responsibility seriously. But there's all kinds of things in life that we're afraid of. And sometimes it's a real warning. The smell of fire is a real warning that there might be a fire. The answer probably is not to run screaming from the building, but maybe see if you see where it is and try to put it out, or not. And the fear really is a warning. But oftentimes, particularly in leadership roles, where we're doing things that there's no rule book for, where we didn't see it done before us, where we're carving new space and new ground, we don't actually have a rule book, and it's hard to measure possibility, and it's hard to measure what's failure, and it's hard to know whether or not we're going to be successful. And so sometimes there's this lagging fear. And I think there's sort of four ways to look at fear that make it more manageable. The first is obviously emotional. Fear is an emotion. But we have lots of emotions, and when we get angry, we manage our anger and we don't hit people or punch holes in walls. When we're sad, we still get up, get dressed, and go to work most of the time. And so when we're scared, it doesn't mean we should stop. It does mean we may need to acknowledge that we're scared. And on an emotional level, that's a huge step forward. Simply understanding, okay, what's going on here is that I'm frightened. So let's attack that from a variety of ways. Maybe from a physical point of view. It's hard to have great judgment when there's adrenaline coursing through your veins because you're scared. So to a certain extent, understanding whether you're scared at that level, is your heart beating faster, your palms sweaty? Because when you're terrified, your body actually reacts with a fear, flight or fight mechanism and releases adrenaline into your system. The good news, bad news about that is that happens, you can't control it. But you can control how you respond to it. And the truth is, it only lasts about 90 seconds. So if you can wait out the adrenaline rush, then you're in a position to take a better look at the possibilities of the future and whether or not your fear is actually warranted. Sometimes it really is just doing the analysis. What are the risks? What are the benefits? What does the math tell you? If what's going on is not fear of a financial issue or an easily calculated issue, but one of what would it mean to be successful? Or what would it mean to fail? Taking some time to actually write down your thoughts about those things. What would it mean to be successful? What would have to change? And what's actually frightening about those things? If you were to be not successful, what would that mean? Would it change who you are fundamentally? Probably not. Might it change how you see yourself if you let it? So what are the outcomes of success or failure? Or whatever other thing you might be afraid of? More travel. Less time at home. More expenses. What are the actual ramifications? You might find they're not quite as scary as worrying about it actually was if you actually sit down and do the research. Now, that may also not quite be enough. So we've sort of talked about an emotional response, a physical response, a thinking response. On some level, there's also a spiritual response to fear. On some level, it's hard to believe always that the universe has our best interests at heart, that depending on your religious beliefs, God's in charge and we're not. Or that all the things we don't control can somehow overrun the things we do. In the end, if you're safe, then it's probably going to be okay. Now, does that all of that mean that you're magically not going to be frightened? No, it doesn't. Now, it might be true that working through all those things might help you feel less anxious. What it does do is give you permission to decide that you're going to feel the fear and you're going to move forward anyway. Thanks for listening.